Facebook and Insta and first day of school, a lot of photos going up on social media of parents taking very proud pictures of their kids and putting them online. What are the dangers? I'm sure there might be some. Richard Pascoe, Adelaide Tech Guy. Good evening, Richard.
Good evening, Matthew. When I saw this morning that people started to post about this, I've been saying this probably for the last 6 years that people should not be doing it. But your post would have been filled with kids going back to school
yes.
this morning, wasn't it?
I saw a few. Yeah, absolutely.
And so was mine as well. Mm. So there's real concern over there now, and the police have popped up to say, you know, you shouldn't be posting photos of your kids when they're up there. But everybody wants to make them private for it. Sorry, everybody wants to make them public for a start so they get as many likes on their photos as they can, which is a real issue out there because we don't know who's looking at these photos of our kids when we post them.
Now, what's the concern with that? Is it just that, you know, you might get some creepy people looking at photos of kids, but is it also the fact they might know their names, where they go to school, etc.?
Yeah, look, it is. And I've got to say, you know, I just did a quick rundown, you know, in the last half an hour, and I pulled, I think, 9 names off. I know where they all go to school because it's all basically there for you to go along and grab. A couple of parents tried to do the right thing and didn't post their names on there. But then the comments underneath were, you know, hasn't Iris got tall over the last couple of years?
Right.
And, you know, it's people have got to start thinking about all of this. So, you know, when you post these photos, there's a few things you need to do. So you've got to keep your child's full name and age private on there as well for a starter. You've got to make sure that you really don't display what school they're going to either. It's an accident waiting to happen. It really is. So, you know, don't try, you know, people are posting in school uniforms. If you can edit the photo, edit the photo. Blur the images out as much as you can for locations on there. But what people should be doing is not making it public, is sharing with a select group of people. Now, you know, I don't know how many friends you've got on Facebook, but I don't know everybody out there as well. So there's some things I will share publicly. There are some I'll share with friends, and there's others I'll share with a select group on there as well. If you're going to share photos of your kids, make it a select group and make it to only people that count and that you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I've never put any photos of my private life, apart from if I'm, you know, on holiday somewhere, I might take a snap of the area, and usually I won't even say where I am, but people can pick it, usually. But I've never put up kids, I've never put up, you know, parties or anything like that, because as far as I'm concerned, you know, as you say, I don't know everyone who's looking, and my accounts are public, and so therefore they're accessible to anyone. So that concerns me, and it should concern everyone, I suppose.
It really should concern everyone. You know, there's been quotes today from the AFP commander of the Australian Centre as well to counter child exploitation, saying that, you know, people are going to great lengths to go along and get these photos off of there.
Really?
So, you know, yes. So, you know, you've got to be so careful to make sure that, you know, like parents, carers, you know, we educate people about online safety. I mean, I've been doing this for years now. But, yeah, we really need to be concerned about what we're posting, especially when it comes to kids, you know, on any sort of social media. What worries me, apart from Facebook and Instagram, is TikTok out there as well, because TikTok will scan kids' faces in so that you can go along and say, well, that's a really interesting thing that person is doing over there. I want to go along and search for that face on other posts that have been on there.
Really? I didn't know that.
I'm not the biggest fan of TikTok at all. When it comes to those sort of things, I think there's some insidious things on TikTok. But they will scan your face in, and you can go along and search for faces on there. We've got to remember, China leads the world in facial recognition.
Mm.
So, you know, you've got to be very, very careful and think, you know, think long and hard before you go along and post these photos.
Wow. Okay. So there's probably a lot of other traps like that involving different social media forums.
There is, but I've got to say they're the big ones, you know, for it as well. And you know, Facebook, because the age demographic of Facebook is that they've got kids on there that they want to post to go along and share.
Yeah.
TikTok is where, you know, we've got, so let's say, very trendy parents out there or kids who've gone along and got an account. And, you know, because I've seen kids as young as 9 and 10 on social media where the parents just say, well, everybody does it, Richard.
Yeah.
What's the issue? And to me, there is a huge issue in that about being a parent and going, no, you can't go on there.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, my kids aren't on them. One's got a Twitter account under a completely separate name, like a fun name, and yep. That's it. And so no one knows who he is or anything. So
good.
But he barely uses it anyway. So I think they need to see what I'm doing, if anything. He's keeping tabs on me. But that's facial recognition. Look, Michael's just called in with a question on this, Richard. Michael from Plimpton. Hi, Michael.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Yeah, we're good.
Good. That's good. Richard, when you say you're on TikTok, you're saying they can see you. Is that because of the little camera at the top of your screen? And if you cover it, does that help?
No, not on the camera on the screen. It's when you upload a video to TikTok, your face is on there. So, you know, they will take a snapshot of your face and suddenly that your face is linked to it, and that's when you can go along and say, you know, that face is great. I want to see what else they've done.
Oh, okay. They won't like my dancing then. Okay.
All right. Thank you, Michael. Gee, that it's so concerning. There'd be a lot of people surprised. And, you know, I try and keep across all of this stuff, but I had no idea TikTok did that. And, that's a real worry. And a lot of kids, I mean, I know kids who are on TikTok, for goodness sake, and have got accounts and put up their own videos.
Look, they do, and it does concern me because there is no regular, you know, Facebook is in the news at the moment because of, you know, their fight in the media and everything like that. And I think a lot of cases with and I'm going to be very careful what I say here, I think it's very easy for people to go after Facebook, but they seem to have ignored some of the things that have gone on in the past couple of years with TikTok, from where it's based at the moment.
Yeah, and there are a lot of other apps, aren't there, where you can put in a photo of yourself or a friend or something and it changes, makes them look older or turns them into a cartoon or whatever. They would operate on a similar sort of basis, I imagine.
They would. It's all about uploading your photo to it and they collect. But parents don't seem to want to check all of these sort of things on there because it sometimes falls into the too hard basket for them. But I always say, you know, do some research, before they're doing it. And it's about, you know, people come to me and said, you know, my kids have got problems with social media. And I said, well, do you have a Facebook account or anything? No, I can't be bothered with any of it. Learn what it's like. I mean, you've got a Twitter account. You've got a Facebook account. So you've got some idea of the problems that's going to ensue if parents don't go along and be a bit proactive and go on these things because it's not going away.
No, that's right. Exactly right. Richard, and the basic thing, set it all to private if you can.
Exactly right. Set it to private. Share with only the people that you want to see those posts on.
Yeah, all right. Good advice. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Matthew.
Richard Pascoe, Adelaide Tech Guy. We will talk to him next Tuesday night and he'll take your calls on all things technical here on 5AA.